So I'm back today with another episode. I hope you guys can hear me good. I got the Bluetooth going through my phone, so just making sure I sound loud enough so you guys can hear me. But yeah, so I'm on the way to pick up my daughter. I just left work. Well, I left work at 5:05. I left work. Now I'm with the Walmart because, you know, I'm dieting, you guys. And I'm going to do a whole other episode about the dieting situation because I don't want to mix that up with the depression episode. I did a part one depression. Now I'm going to give you guys a part two update on my depression just so you guys can know what more stuff is going on with me, why I'm not recording, all that good stuff. But like I said, it's just a lot. It took me a while to even want to record the second part because I really just, it's such a mess right now. I didn't know what to say to you guys. And honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like everybody's trying to rush me down the road. Like, with these cars leaving me up alone. Sorry, I had to say that. That's getting on my nerves. I've had two cars. I feel like they're trying to push me down the road. I'm like, look, go around me. Shoot. I'm relaxing. Let me relax, man. All right, so back to what I was saying. So anyway, I'm like, just right now I'm in the process of, like I said, I'm heading to pick up my daughter. So I want to talk to you guys for a little bit. This may not be 20 minutes, but it'll be a little snippet of part two about what's just been going on with me and stuff like that. But of course, I want to check in with you guys. Don't you guys think I forgot about part two. I didn't. It's just been hard for me to film it. I mean, not film, but just to record it because so much has been going on. And I just sometimes it's hard for me to even get it, want to record, guys. The only thing I've really been doing on social media, basically, I've been really into TikTok. I love my TikTok for some reason. That's really helping my depression a little bit anyway. But anyway, so getting back on topic. So if you listened to the last episode I did, if you haven't, please go back and listen to it because it'll make you understand fully why I'm doing a part two. So I did an episode about my depression and, like, just told you guys why I hadn't been recording and things like that. So now I'm just giving you guys kind of a part two. And, again, you guys, look out for my diet one. I'll tell you guys about my diet and what I'm doing and all that good stuff. And that's why I was actually in Walmart getting some diet food for my dad, like healthy foods and stuff for the house. So anyway, back on track. But anyway, it's like I'm saying. So basically, guys, oh my God, I just burped. That's so embarrassing. All right. But you guys are like family to me now. You've been listening to me all this time, so you should be comfortable with that. Not going to pass gas or nothing crazy on you. But anyway, so back to what I'm going to get back on topic. But anyway, so it's just been a lot going on, you guys. I've been really depressed. I haven't been myself. I want to record for you guys so bad. I want to give you guys all the episodes you deserve about every little thing we need to talk about. But I feel like for me, nobody wants to come on and record and they're depressed all the time. I don't want to record for you guys depressed. I don't want to record for you guys feeling like crap. I don't want to bring that energy on here because it's like when I do bring that energy on here and I choose to push myself and say, force myself to record for you guys, what happens is I'm faking through the whole episode because I'm trying to be happy and pep up for you guys. But, you know, I'm really just sad and stuff. And so I don't want to bring that energy on to here with you guys. I'm trying to bring, like, uplifting stuff on it. So with a pandemic going on, you know, we're already quarantined. We can't see our family and friends like we want to. Things are happening. I don't want that to overshadow too much. And I don't want it to come off like, well, you know, she doesn't really care about us. And I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but I just don't want it to come off like, you know, with everything going on with pandemic, people are losing their homes and their jobs and stuff. I don't want to come on here and like, oh, woo, it's me, pity me. I don't want it to come off that way anyway. So, but hopefully soon I'll be back, you guys, and really ready to record for you guys and give you guys the episodes you guys deserve. It's just like, why can't I just get it together? Why can't my depression get better? Like, today I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated because I want another job, because I'm tired of my job. I'm wondering, like, what's the hold up? When am I going to get this job? Like, what's going on? And, like, guys, I do applications every day. I get interviews. Some of them I feel like I blow out of the park and I do great, and the interviewer will hype me up, and the next thing you know, I don't get a call back, and it's like, what the hell? So that's been a little annoying. And then what's been annoying, too, is employers will email me on Indeed or just email me on my email on Gmail, and then They'll tell me what dates and times. Can I do an interview? I'll send it back. Even forward it twice to make sure they get it. And don't hear nothing back. And to me, it's like, where's the professionalism? Like, you're emailing me about coming to see you for an interview. I email you back with times and days are good. You don't respond back to me. I've had several people do that to me. And then I don't hear back. I'm like, what is in the water? Like, with these unprofessional-ass business people. Like, that's not professional at all. If you're emailing somebody about a job and giving access for dates and times, and then you don't call them back at all. You don't respond back to their email after you sent the email. Or when you say, even if you don't get a job, I'll call you back. And they never call you back. It's like, can you guys just at least be professional and at least have enough decency to be like, we may not hire you, but hey, we didn't hire you or something. But they say nothing. They just don't call you. They keep you waiting by the phone. So it's like, that's been happening a lot. It's frustrating. So, yeah. Every day, Monday through Friday, I'm pretty much depressed and I'm miserable because I have to go to a job that I don't really care for. And so that's been rough on me, just trying to maneuver through that when I'd rather be pretty much at a job I actually like every day. And so I'm stressing. But the good news is, guys, I do have a little bit of good news in here. I looked at some cars with my mom the other day. I found the car that I'm going to get next month. So I'm super excited. I finally just found the car that I'm going to get next month. It's actually like a greenish SUV. It is a Ford. I don't know the name of it because I can't remember the name yet, but my mom has pictures and all that stuff on her phone. But, like, I'm super excited, and I can't wait to, like, get that car. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to trade my Kia Forte in and be done with it. So I'm super excited about that. As far as the house situation, once I get the car, then the house will be next. So I'm making a little bit of progress, you guys, but a lot is still going on. A lot is still not right. I'm still struggling. But no matter how much I struggle, I know at some point it'll get better. Like, I literally be on TikTok making videos. And this is the thing, people, that I want you guys, people, oh my God, I sound a mess. But this is the thing, you guys, not people, because that sounds just crazy. But this is the thing. I want people to be aware that when you're doing anything you do, don't do it for money, don't do it for followers, don't do it for likes, do it because you genuinely like doing it. A lot of people, which aggravates me sometimes, they do TikTok because they want money, because they want likes, because they want a whole bunch of followers. A lot of people do YouTube because they want money, they want likes, they want followers, they want comments, etc. Don't do anything for those reasons. If you're going to do something, do it from your heart. When I do TikTok, I can give a damn less about followers. And to be honest, I don't have a lot of followers on my TikTok, and I don't care. I don't care about the likes I get. I don't care about the money or any of that. I do it because it's fun. I do it because it's fun and because it distracts me from my depression and because I actually have people that do come on my videos and they like the videos, so that's what I do it for. So I feel like whenever you do something in life, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not going to be good for you. Don't do something just to be doing it. Do it because you have a passion about it or because it makes you happy. But if you're doing it for money or for likes or comments, you're doing it for wrong reasons. That's just silly to me. But to me, that's how I do TikTok. Eventually, I'll give you guys my TikTok username if you want to, like, follow me or just look at my videos. That's cool, too. Whatever you want to do. But even with this podcast I'm doing now, guys, I didn't do it for money. I didn't do it for fame. I didn't do it for spot play. I did it because it's something I wanted to do to help other people, and I still feel that way. Yes, I get played. Yes, you may get a little bit of money here or there from the podcast, but it doesn't equate to the reason I'm doing it. If that went away today or tomorrow, I'd be good because I know that I've touched some people. So you got to look at stuff like that. You know what I mean? But I'm working on my depression, you guys. Really, right now, there's only one person I want to talk to about it, but I don't. Like, my guy friend, I've been talking to him a little bit about it, but not as much. Like I said, me and him, our schedules are so crazy. Like, he's working longer hours. I'm working. I'm busy being a mom. He's busy being a dad to two little girls. We have a lot going on in our lives, so haven't seen each other in a while. We don't talk as often, but we do text and talk on the phone when we can. But I do miss him a lot, though, guys. That's my baby. Literally, my baby. I miss him a lot, though. I do. But when I'm in the state that I'm in right now with depression and all the way I'm feeling, I don't really want to talk to my friends and stuff as much because I don't want to bring that energy on to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have their own stuff. They don't need to have my negative energy or my depression depression energy onto them. So, yeah, but I'm glad that we have that friendship, though, where even if we don't go a day, if we go a day or two and don't talk, it's no love lost. We know we still love each other. We know we still are going to be friends. We know everything's great between us. There's no falling out. And that's the kind of friendship you want. If you go a day or two and don't speak to your friend, it doesn't mean that the friendship's over. It just means that, hey, we're all adults now. You can't talk to your best friend on the phone every single day or hang out every single day because you got kids, you got priorities, you got jobs and things like that. So that's what being an adult basically is. And, you know, so, yeah. But I do miss them a lot. I'm not going to lie, you guys. I do. But just right now, I need to focus on myself, though, and my healing. So that's what I've been doing. I don't really even be talking to somebody in my phone, to be honest with you guys. Like I said that the last episode, I just don't. I've been saying to myself, like, just focusing on my family and my friends and just focusing on my mental well-being. So that's why I'm not recording a lot of either because of that. Just trying to focus on figuring out what I can do. I've been canceling a lot of appointments. I didn't go to my therapy session last week. I didn't go to my med management appointment with my psychiatrist this week. I canceled it. I need to call back and reschedule, but I haven't. I just don't want to deal with anything at this point in time. I probably need to email my therapist back because I called her, but I need to email her and let her know that that I probably won't be back into therapy until, like, May. Because I'm trying to give myself, like, 2 months break from therapy, 2 months break from a lot of things. As far as my medication, what's frustrating me with that is my doctor keeps, he won't change my medication. I've told him several times I don't like the effects that he has me on, but he just, like, he just does not understand that I don't want to be on it. And no matter what I tell him, he's like, oh, stay on it, stay on it, stay on it, stay on it. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you as your patient, I don't want to be on something. Can you just switch it? Like, I don't get it. So that's one reason I didn't want to go back either for right now anyway. Because I know if I tell him to switch on medication, he's not going to do it. So I most likely will probably call him. I'll probably call my doctor. I probably will call my doctor. Gosh, I don't even know, guys. I don't know where his name is going on this tractor. I'm trying to figure it out. But I probably will call my doctor tomorrow. Tomorrow, Thursday, and I'll probably make something for the end of, probably for April. Yeah. That's a long time away, but I probably won't come back to him until about April. Because I'm taking a break from a lot of shit, you guys. And I don't know. You know. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say sometimes I don't wish I had somebody I could talk to about all this stuff, but it's like, even talking with you guys is hard sometimes. Like, even right now, it's hard because I really don't know what to say or what you'll understand or what you want. Because even I don't have to understand what's really going on with me fully, to be real with you. And so it's like, I do wish I could talk to my friends openly about my depression, but I don't know what to say to them. I really don't think nobody can fully understand it, to be real with you. And maybe they can. I don't know. But it's like so much going on. Like, I do wish I had one friend I could just, like, hey, let's talk about it. But I don't know, you guys. I ain't really trying to even do that for real. I don't want to have no. I don't want to make no new friends right now. I'm not trying to have no new friends or no new people in my circle that are going to fake care about me. And, you know, they really don't. So it's just a lot going on. And a lot of people, they aren't going to fully understand what's going on with me. And I don't know. I mean, it'd be nice. But it's like, I wouldn't mind having, like, here's the thing, you guys. I'm never partial to having guy friends or girlfriends. As long as they, you know what I mean. Not in a lesbian or kind of gay way. No offense. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I love all the LGBTQ community to death. But my point is, I'm trying to say is that I'm never partial to having, you know, I have a bunch of girlfriends anyway, but I'm saying, like, I'm never partial to having a guy friend. The issue with having a guy friend is a lot of them catch feelings, and for me, if I had a guy friend, he would have to know that, for one, I love somebody, that I'm currently loving somebody else right now. My daughter's coming to the car, you guys. I'll finish this when I get home. Peace and love.
Hi guys, I'm back. So I'm so sorry guys, I started a part 2 about my depression update and I totally forgot to finish it. So half of it's in the library and half of it's going to be recorded now. I'm so sorry guys, it's been hard for me to record since I've been super depressed and just having so many things going on. But I'm going to get this episode out to you guys today. I promise. I'm going to go home and get it done. I promise. I know I say this like every other day, but I'm trying. Just bear with me. But I think in the last episode, I believe I was talking about how I would be okay with having like a guy friend or whatever. So yeah, I wouldn't mind having a guy friend. Okay, because now, I have guy friends in general anyway. I have girlfriends and I have guy friends or whatever. So it doesn't matter. But the thing I notice with guys nowadays, especially like when you try to say, hey, let's just be friends, they always end up catching feelings and they want to try to sleep with you and then things escalate. And then you got to cut the whole friendship off because you went in as trying to be a good friend and then they just took it as, no, I want to be more, let's do this and do that. And I don't want to do that. The space I'm in my life right now, I don't have room to be, like, more than friends with somebody. I'm not trying to vibe and connect and sit down and be like, oh, let's get to know each other on that type of level. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. So when I do meet men that be all in my face trying to talk to me, I be trying to explain to them, like, I'm healing, I'm going through stuff. And they're always like, oh, yeah, we can take our time and be good friends. And they jump into, oh, so what you looking for? Oh, yeah, because I want this, I want that. And it's like, I can't give you that if I'm not in a good state. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of haven't really been talking to anybody on my phone. I haven't really been giving my number. I haven't been doing any of that because, one, you guys know, I have feelings for my guy friends. We're even talking about getting into a relationship when my year of being single is up and I'm done healing. We're talking about doing all these things. And it's like, if I have like a friend that comes in my life, I want that person to respect that and know that, hey, we can be great friends, we can do whatever, but can't get in a relationship. You got to know that my guy best friend is never going anywhere. He's always going to be in my life, period. And let's just strictly keep it as friends. You can talk to who you want to talk to. You have your old girls, and you do what you do, and I do what I do. Because we're just friends. It's nothing more, nothing less. But I feel like no man is going to fully understand that, so... And right now, I kind of don't want to invest my time in making new friends and anything like that. But yeah, I'm just too depressed. So this morning, you guys, this is crazy. I took a picture. Just sent to my guy best friend. I'm like, look at this picture. He's like, what's going on? I said, what? He's like, look at the picture you sent me. I'm like, what? He's like, you can tell you look sad and depressed. Look at your eyes. And I'm gonna be real with you guys. When I sent the picture, I didn't really pay attention to so much of what my eyes look like and everything. I just thought the light was hitting my face. I thought I looked okay, and I just hit send. But when I looked back at the picture, I did look kind of sad in the eyes. I was depressed. And he was right. He was like, what's wrong? And I just told him, like, I really can't talk about it. I don't know. Like, it's hard to talk about with anybody. He's like, you need to go back to therapy. And I said, I'm not ready to go back to therapy. I said, right now, the space that I'm in, I don't want to go to therapy right now. I don't want to be in therapy. I don't want to go to therapy. I don't want to... I'm just not ready to talk about these things that's going on with me. And I feel like a lot of people won't understand that, but I'm just not. I can barely talk to you guys about it because I still fully am trying to grasp it and understand it myself. So it's like people want you to talk about something that I can't talk about. But this is the thing. I don't sleep. I don't watch a lot of TV now like I used to. I don't do a lot of things like I used to do. I'm mostly just in the house, and I don't do a whole lot, you guys. I don't. I canceled my appointment with my doctor that gives me my medications. I canceled my therapy appointment. I just haven't been doing anything. I haven't even called him back and rescheduled yet. I need to reschedule, but I just don't. I'm not really rushing to reschedule with him because I kind of don't want to go back to see him until April. But I gotta call. I do need to call his office though to get an appointment before the end of, to make it for April time in April, like the middle of end of probably like the end of April, because I don't really need no more medication like talking about. So I'll probably see if he can see me at the towards the end of April, and then like that'll give me some more time to just relax. My therapist is kind of like, oh, well, since you're not coming back in March, she said the April or May appointment is going to be good for you or something. I don't know what she was talking about. Because the voicemail was on my phone. But most likely, I probably won't be seeing my therapist until like May, because I'm not really trying to see her right now, and that's all I know. I don't know, you guys. I mean, to sit here and say that my life is great, I'd be lying. To say that my life is horrible, that's definitely not true either, because it's not horrible, but it's not great right now, because I'm just going through a lot and I don't know how to deal with it. I just haven't been talking to anybody. Like, somebody hit me up in my phone yesterday and they were like, "Hey, stranger." I hate when guys do that. Like, "Hey, stranger." Like, dude, really? Because I guess I wasn't talking to this person or whatever. So they're like, "Hey, stranger." I'm like, "Hey." And of course, they're like, "Oh, can you send me a picture?" I absolutely hate when guys are like, "Send me a picture." Like, dude, I don't want to send you a picture. Like, that shit is weird. That shit is, like, come on now. Like, you ruined the whole vibe. Like, I mean, damn. Like, can I get a picture? Because I want to save you as my screensaver. Or I want to put your number in. You know those people that say, "Oh, I want to put your number by your contact name or something? Your picture by your contact name?" Who the hell still does that? Because I don't do that. I don't know who still puts people's pictures by their contact name. I don't do that anymore. Am I weird? I don't do that. I just think that's weird to have your people in your as a picture in your contact. Like, I don't even see what you look like in my phone. I see you all the time. Like, what the hell? I think that's weird to me. But, I mean, to each his own. But I don't do that, no. But, yeah, so people are crazy. Like, "Oh, you a stranger. I don't talk to you no more." It's just like, I don't want to talk to none of y'all. Like, I be feeling bad because I don't even text people back good anymore. I just don't care anymore, y'all. I hate to say that, but I feel like I stopped caring a long time ago. So, yeah, it's a long story, y'all. It's a lot of SHIT going on, but right now, I mean, not much I can really address on the situation, so yeah, that's all I can say. I'm headed home though, you guys. I just had to go to Target and make a store run because we needed more printer paper for the printer at home. We used it all, and then outside of running out of printer paper, my daughter, she needs Sip-Ups because she's blowing on Sip-Ups. I literally buy her 2 boxes of Sip-Ups and she goes through them and so quick. I'm like, "Girl, like, why are you drinking so many Sip-Ups?" So anyway, I had to buy her another box of Sip-Ups. And I bought myself some nail polish remover. And I got these gummies. The vitamins, women's, like, health or whatever. I don't know why I got that. I feel like I need to take better care of my body now that I'm getting older. Like, I'm not that old, but you know what I mean. So I'm going to take those vitamins every day. I got them today. But, yeah, other than that, you guys, I'm just going to just relax and sit in my corner right now. Hoping when I do see my doctor for medications again, I'm hoping, like, I don't know. I'm hoping that my doctor will at least, like, I'm hoping that my doctor will at least, I don't know, maybe he'll switch my medication. I've been asking him to do that for a while, and he will not do it. I'm like, if a patient tells you they don't like the medication, why won't you switch it? My last nurse practitioner used to switch my medications all the time. This man will not do it. No matter how many times I tell him, he's like, wanted me to stay on this nasty-ass medication. So when I go back in April, I'm going to try to get him to change it again because I don't know. I just don't feel like the medication helps me. I don't feel like it helps me. Like, I've been taking it for a while. I take it and I don't take it. I just don't like it. But anyway, y'all, I don't know what else to say, honestly. And there's so many things I could address and talk about, but I would have to come back on here and give y'all another whole episode to do that. So I don't know, you guys, but I'll definitely be talking to you soon. If I have one day where I just have some alone time, I'll definitely do something different on here. Like, I might do a Q&A or something like that with you guys. I even have an old episode on here that I'm probably going to re-upload. It's the Bible study one that I did. I want to put that on here for so long. It's still in my library. I'm going to pull that out and put it up for you guys. I really am. Just give me some time. Bear with me. I'm going to get myself together, guys. I got to go. Peace and love.